Thank you. Thank you for being here. Welcome. Today is Tuesday, August 19th, 2025, and this is the City Council study meeting for the City of South Jordan. My name is Dawn Ramsey, and I have the privilege of serving as mayor of the City of South Jordan with our outstanding City Council. We just have the best team. Our city administration, our staff, we have the best team, and our really great youth council. Thank you for being here, you guys. We appreciate you being here. All right, we are going to open this meeting tonight with an invocation by Assistant City Manager Dawn Tingey.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we're grateful for this day and grateful to be in this City Council work session tonight, and blessed that Thy Spirit might be here as we discuss the needs and of our community. Grateful for those that live here, and blessed that Thy Spirit might be upon their homes and in our community, and bless us to have a good meeting tonight. And we say these things in Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. All right, mayor and council coordination. I don't know if anybody has anything to bring up. I just want to make sure people have LPC on their radar, people who attend LPC for Monday.
I put it on my calendar, and somehow I invited I don't know what the magic was of that, but
I thought Dawn is so proactive this today.
All by accident.
You ruined my
for what it's worth. I am not invited to LPC, and I did not have it on my calendar, but I have it on my calendar. I put it on there when I found out about it and read about it, went, what? Anyway. I may have to join that electronically. It's an important one to be there in person. We had a league board meeting yesterday, but since I didn't know about it, I'm having some stitches removed at that exact same time. So we'll see if I can rearrange. Either I'll be there online or in person, I don't know. But just making sure everybody's aware of that. And there's going to be a lot of important discussion at that meeting. So it'll be good. That is mostly what I wanted to coordinate with you guys. Anybody have anything else?
I had a person in the community reach out wanting to know if South Jordan City would host an interfaith choir concert. I mentioned to her that you're on that interfaith committee, right?
Yes, but who was it who reached out?
Dionne Tarpon.
I've heard.
She's great. She's dynamic.
I've heard that name. I know I've heard that name.
She's very active in the community. She's in your district.
Is she looking to put together an interfaith choir, or is she actually working with the interfaith group?
They have a group that wants to do it. They don't want to host it. They want the city to host it, so it comes off as non-denominational. And so she said Riverton's done it, and they've organized it, so it could be at the high school. She wants South Jordan to help them get into the high school. But they have an interfaith choir, and they would like to have, they think it's a great, I agree, it would be a great idea to have an interfaith choir at Christmas time.
And, so, it's different than Sounds of the Season.
No, it's not Sounds of the Season.
And they want to do that Christmas, though?
They said end of November.
Sounds of the Season is interfaith, actually.
It is, yeah.
So let me find it quick. She's texted me a few times.
I don't think they check your membership card to get in on it.
I said, help me understand what your intention is with South Jordan hosting. What's the expectation from the city? They have a regional interfaith coordinator. They want help with a venue. Riverton City does this, and they help secure the auditorium at Riverton High School. It would be great if the city could help us get the auditorium at Bingham and advertise the event in their city communications. That's it. We can promote it through newsletter and email. I think if we're going to invest some time and effort, this is a good one to do.
I think we have policies that don't fully allow that, so we have to look at ways that...
That's funny for Riverton can.
Well, there's different cities, different policies, but it's also working with the schools. What it sounds like is they want me to go do the work for them to negotiate.
Yeah, can they contact us? It's just as easy for them to contact the school or the school district.
That's fine if that's what the message you want me to get back to them.
The school district has a fee schedule.
One night of multiple choirs and musical groups coming together in November or early December.
Are they asking us to pay for the use of the schools?
Is that where they want our help? Because we would have to pay the school district to use the venue.
I think what they're looking for is that it's kind of hosted by the city, or South Jordan City Interfaith Christmas concert. Do you want me to have them call somebody on staff, or do you want me to
tell
them no?
Yeah, we'd have to probably get more information. She wants to come make a pitch and put together what it is exactly that they're asking for. And
I mean, it'd be great if they want to work directly with the school district, get it set up, and invite the mayor to MC or host it. I think that's something that we could easily do. If it's asking us to make the arrangements, pay the fees, do the advertising, then that's a significant burden on our
and cost. It's a program that you need to evaluate.
So where would you like me to direct her? She's in Patrick's district.
Oh, probably you should call Patrick.
I don't know. That sounds like a project that I would delegate to my ACM, Mr. Dingy.
Okay. Don, can I have a reach out to you?
That's the herbal.
That's perfect. I think that's the best part. We can dig deep into exactly what it is that they're looking for.
I had a group reach out to me.
What we can and can't do.
It's kind of a similar, I want the city to sponsor this, but then when I started pressing them for details, it was far beyond what the city
I'd love to get more information about it.
Councilmember Grander?
Yes.
I think ACM Tingey has some good insight for expectation setting.
Yeah.
Sure.
Bingham High at Christmas time.
This year
will not happen. I don't know what their schedule is, but between Sounds of the Season and then they have their Angels of
Their school play the end of November.
However, reach out and we can call.
We can fund the next year or we can say it doesn't work.
We can actually understand better what the ask is.
Yeah. When so Mr. Tingey talks to her, she might say, Council Members Adder, and so we'll make sure we loop you back in because I find that happens a lot. Well, she's supportive of this, so we may make happen next year. And so it's all about expectations.
And there might be a better
school
for this year, depending on what type of audience they're looking for.
Get to someone from our group goes and watches them this year. If they find another venue, then you know exactly what to expect.
And
who they've been working with at Riverton.
Is this something that you want the city to spend money on or commit staff time?
I think if we can help, this is my opinion, I think if we can help facilitate something, let's do it. Do we need to send budget dollars to it? No. I don't think so, but what did we spend on the interfaith
guidelines
thing at the Bees Baseball Stadium?
Nothing.
Because we didn't have anything to do with it.
The interfaith
we just
council
were invited
did that.
To participate.
Okay. Yeah. So similarly, I think we can show up and approve, but can we connect them to people?
Yes.
I think that would be helpful.
And that might be a good thing.
If we can connect and help it come
to
fruition, that's what I would be. I mean, that's me. That's one person. But I'm not
saying
we should put money on it.
What was the name again?
Interfaith Choir. Her name's Dionne Tarpany.
Okay.
I'll start a text with the two of you. Actually, no, I don't want to be part of it.
No, sure.
Just
have
give
her
Don's email.
That is awesome. That was perfect.
Just have her call.
Yeah, I have plenty of text strings that I'm a part of already.
That is the best thing to do.
Okay, I'll give her your number.
Have her text or call me.
Good. Okay, thank you.
Anybody have anything else? Okay. Our regular meeting, we're going to hear from our Senior Advisory Committee. We'll have their report. We've got some action items, resolutions to approve.
And Mayor, remember,
local agreements.
Before that, we didn't put it on this. We're going to amend the agenda for the suggestion for that.
Yeah.
So that'll
pretty
be just
impressive.
Before that.
It's
just typing.
Got
it's
that
fine.
Out. Yeah.
Is it an actual resolution?
It is.
Yeah,
so we need to vote on it.
Yeah. We don't have a good mechanism for other things. We have proclamations that we make, but that seemed a little awkward. And so we use the tools that we regularly do.
Yeah.
I mean, you can make a motion on anything. We could have a moment of silence. But based on what you wrote this morning, so I looked at, there's several out there. Congress does them. The states do them. For fallen officers, for these things. So this format is not uncommon at all.
Pretty typical.
Yeah, I found a lot of them.
Okay.
You know, Congress does them quite often, usually for a group and for like law enforcement generally. And then they'll name specific officers who fall under in that year.
Cool.
And same with several states. They do it as a group once a year for those officers that...
I was at a funeral today, and one of Robin's cousins lives in Tremont, and I was at the funeral.
Mm.
And she said the community's just shattered because it's small enough that everybody knows everybody, And so the officers are well known and loved in the community. It's just
so really sad.
Give me an overview of what happened.
So it was a domestic violence Call. And actually, it was according to the cousin. I haven't read a news report. I'm just getting what Robin's cousin said. Anyway, there were numerous 911 hangups.
Yeah.
And so the officers responded to that, and I guess the fellow was beating up his wife or whatever their relationship was, and as soon as the officers got there, he opened fire on them and killed two of them immediately. Wounded another one and
the canine. They were the canine and the other officer were in the dog, according to, or in the car, according to the police report. Yeah. So they were pulling up after he shot the first two. They were just arriving. According to police report, essentially the door opened and she was opening the door, and then he came out behind her and started firing with a high-powered rifle.
Which would have been really unexpected.
Yes. No, the early report said while talking to someone at the door, he came out from behind that person and opened fire. And so there's been no body cam or anything released. I don't know if their cameras were on or anything, but
sure.
I just, so you know, I knew he wouldn't be able to answer, but I did call and leave a voice message on the cell phone of the mayor of Tremont yesterday, just expressing our love and our condolences to him and their whole team and their department and everyone, and just reminded him that we're here and available in South Jordan. Stands ready if you need any assistance, if there's anything we can do, just because what else can we do? You know, there's not a lot more we can do. This is a really good idea, but just heartbreaking. So, yeah, thank you, Ryan, for getting this resolution done.
Mayor, I had a question on the agenda. It looked like public comment and mayor and council reports were at the end of the agenda. Is that how you wanted that structured this time?
Public comment's going to be at the end of the agenda. Mayor and council reports is going to stay at the beginning.
Oh, was mayor and council at the
beginning? Yeah.
Yeah, I think we left it that way.
Yeah, they're going to stay at the beginning this time. We'll have a full house, but we'll go through them fast. We'll make it quick.
No, that's fine. Just last time we had made an amendment, so I just wanted to see what your thoughts were for this meeting. So.
Mayor and council reports there.
So unless... Oh, and then you know, we've got the best dental office land use public hearing items, and so we'll have that after the other action items. That'll probably take up the bulk of the evening, I would imagine. And then we also have our public hearing on our ordinance relating to e-bikes, which would... this amendment to our ordinance. Mr. Ting is going to present this, but it'll bring us into lockstep compliance with state statute.
Just in the 2 weeks since we met last, we've had several incidents, including a lady who was hit down on the Jordan River Trail, which resulted in broken bones. Mm-hmm. We had another incident where a resident tried to go out and stop a young man on a bike and was ran over and then was upset when he was told you can't go out and accost children on these e-bikes. We had another one where
one out by my house.
Yes. We had another one where there were three youth on one of the e-motorcycles.
All on the same one.
He had his passenger's bell off and then tried to evade. Turns out he's one of our regular evaders. His bike's been stayed impounded.
Good.
The list goes on and on. The day that we had the press conference, we had incidents of e-bikes. So not a day goes by where we haven't had a neighboring city had a death on one. Mm-hmm. This is definitely a significant issue.
Can we refer to them different than e-bikes? Because they're not pedal bikes.
These are electric motorcycles.
So I would say we are careful with the way we terminize. Yeah. It's not an e-bike.
We're using the
public education materials that show what they're called, the classes, and what's legal and not legal, and what the requirements are. We're trying to get
that's a good point.
Because an e-bike is not the offender. It's those motorized non-pedal bikes.
We're actually having problems top to bottom with all of them.
Yeah,
but these are the ones that we have legislation that allows us to enforce.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing. We're also echoing what's in the state statute. So formally, we have to call them that. Informally, on our advertisement and education, it may be different. But formally,
we have to call them that.
That's we're modeling ourselves after state statute, so it's easier for
there should be a term for the non-pedaling motorized.
Maybe we can get some legislation
type
going.
One, type
right.
two.
Because yeah, we shouldn't lump everybody together to the nice little 55 plus crowd that has an e-bike. Yeah, let's do it. Because if you're not pedaling, and that's what we talked about in our meeting, is if you're not pedaling.
People are attaching pedals to bikes to get around things.
Interesting.
They did their media advisor. They had a media event at Hangar 15 and talked to you and with the police were there and talked through what each of them were and working with the bike companies in the town so they can get help purchasers understand that as well. So that there's some education happening when bikes are purchased.
So they did a media thing at Hangar 15. Who initiated that?
The police department.
Our police. Good.
And so they have, I think we saw some of their A-frames at the Night Out Against Crime.
I appreciated those.
And so they had those and they had, Rachel's not here, I think they had most of the, they had KSL and Fox there.
So this change will be helpful for our officers and our prosecutor to try to manage this.
Okay. So to your point, we probably need to ask our legislators to refine the definition.
Yeah. I think
or look
given
into the issue.
Yeah, totally.
Given the amount of communities that are having issues, I will not be surprised to see multiple bills on this topic in the next session.
Yeah, I think so.
I would say that there's not a day go by that you don't see something in the news about.
Wow.
So Ryan will contact Justin at the league and see if he's heard of him yet.
Would you?
Yeah, good. Thank you. Okay, unless there's any other questions about that, I will ask for a motion to recess our city council study meeting and move us to the executive closed session to discuss the purchase, exchange, or lease of real property, and also item E2 to discuss the character, professional competence, physical, or mental health of an individual. Is there a motion on that? So moved.
I'll second.
Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, that is approved. Study meeting.
So moved.
Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.